invigorate the soul, uplift the heart, and steer in the right direction. Ancient Tales of Wisdom on the SOH Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to Ancient Tales of Wisdom. I'm Donna. Today's Ancient Tale of Wisdom is drawn from the pages of traditional Chinese culture. And now for today's Ancient Tale of Wisdom, do not pursue or indulge in vanity. Qi Jingguang was born when his father, Qi Qingtong, was at the age of 56, a relatively old age. Qi Guang was the only son in the family and was loved dearly by his father. He personally taught Qi Jingguang to read books and to practice martial arts. However, he was very strict with Qi Jingguang's moral character and conduct. One day, when Qi Jingguang was 13, he wore a pair of well-made silk shoes. He felt very happy about them and walked back and forth in the courtyard. This was seen by his father. His father called him into the reading room and scolded him angrily. Once you have good shoes, you will naturally dream about wearing good clothes. Once you have good clothes, you will naturally dream about eating good food. At such a young age, you have developed the mentality of enjoying good food and good clothing. You will have insatiable greed in the future. When you grow up, you will pursue delicious food and beautiful clothes. If you were to be a military officer, you would even embezzle soldiers' salaries. If you continue to be like this, it will be impossible for you to succeed in the undertakings of your elders. Qi Jingtong learned that the silk shoes were a gift from his son's maternal grandfather. However, he still ordered Qi Guang to take the shoes off, and he instantly tore them into pieces to prevent Qi Guang from developing the bad habit of indulging in luxury. At one time, the Qi family needed to renovate over a dozen of their rooms that were in very poor shape. Qi Jingtong hired several artisans to perform the job. Because the family would need a presentable place to host officials from the royal court, he asked the artisans to install 4 carved flowery doors in the main hall, and Qi Jingguang oversaw the installation. The artisans regarded the Qi family as one of nobility and thought that it would look too frugal if there were only 4 carved doors. They talked to Qi Jingguang privately. Your elders are generals. For such a noble and wealthy family, all doors throughout the whole house should be carved flowery doors, which would be 12 such doors in total. Only this grade of setting will match the social status of your family. Qi Jingguang thought their suggestion was reasonable and brought it up to his father. Qi Jingtong scolded Qi Jingguang seriously for his extravagant and ostentatious idea. He cautioned Qi Jingguang, "If you pursue and indulge yourself in vanity, you won't be able to achieve great things when you grow up." Qi Jingguang accepted his father's criticism and told the artisan to install only 4 carved doors as initially asked. Qi Jingtong also taught Qi Jingguang that the purpose of studying liberal arts and practicing martial arts was not to pursue personal fame, personal achievement, or personal wealth. Instead, it was for the well-being of the nation, the society, and the people. Therefore, we must pay attention to the moral character of loyalty, respecting parents, incorruptness, and integrity to nurture ourselves. With this teaching and discipline from his father, as well as learning from his father's exemplary conduct, Qi Jingguang sought no extravagance and felt content with moderate food. He was diligent and earnest in his studies and practice of martial arts. Later, he became a famous general as well as an outstanding strategist of the Ming Dynasty and fought against the invading minorities. He therefore had his name imprinted in Chinese history. He had learned that flaunting, indulgence, attachment to one's own appearance, acquiring wealth, achievements, and status, these attachments aim at seeking other people's flattery and praise, and is all manifestations of vanity. The root of vanity is the attachment to one's ego. It will definitely ruin one's noble aspiration, and this person is doomed to fail in major undertakings. If one is enthralled by such elusive honor and is prompted by such mentality, fights with or even harms others, it is most lamentable. I hope you've enjoyed today's Ancient Tale of Wisdom. Until next time, I'm Donna Ware with the SOH Network, the home of Ancient Tales of Wisdom.
Thank you for listening to Ancient Tales of Wisdom. We here at SOH hope we will see you for our next installment on the SOH Radio Network.